Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Nepopsenim about you can find clarity and become wise. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang de Popsenim, 12,287, January 29, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. A long time ago, a master of some other denomination of practitioners told a group of practitioners, "With the practice you can find clarity and become very wise. At the same time, you can eliminate past and present life karma and can even emancipate yourselves." A student questioned what the method of practice was, to which the master replied, "I will give you a very simple practice." So the student, being very interested, inquired what this practice was. The master said, "Close your eyes, close your ears, and close your mouth. If you practice like this for 9 years, you will realize much." So after 9 years, if you still have a question, you can come and see me again. In the beginning, it was difficult for the practitioner to practice. Furthermore, there were many ridiculous people around who confused the practitioner. In the beginning, it was difficult for the practitioner to practice. Furthermore, there were many ridiculous people around who confused the practitioner. Because of their actions, the practitioner did not want to respond and automatically closed his mouth. Since he did not want to see their faces, he closed his eyes. After 9 years, when he had completed his practice, his mind had become very settled. He did not use his lips either, and so he did not make any negative karma. Whatever he did not wish to listen to, he did not have to. His ears were therefore much clearer and could hear sounds far and near. He went to the master again and asked what practice he should do. The master told him, "From now on, you should do whatever actions benefit all sentient beings." The master continued, "Whatever you experience, you should realize that and strive to become a person who makes others comfortable. You have to judge others and be clearer. At that time, when you have other problems, you can come see me again." After this, the master passed away. The practitioner then, with a reverent mind, reverted back and tried to seek his own master. He was able to understand that even if his master died, he would always be watching over him. He realized this, and so every morning he woke up, appreciated Buddha, Absolute Truth, and his master, and would bow down with great respect. Thereafter, he experienced the realm of emancipation. At the same time, his mind was filled with appreciation, and so his mind was comfortable. With this sense of gratitude, his own life became much more calm and serene. Thank you very much, Tikwang Nepopsenim. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Die Quang der Popsinnen. So a mind with gratitude and a mind with appreciation is a comfortable mind. I wish you a very happy and nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.